Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, July 21st, 2025. And we've curated an intriguing lineup of industry and manufacturing news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation continues to expand rare earth-focused investments, targeting disruptive technologies and partnerships. Royalty Management Holding Corporation, a forward-leaning royalty company, continues to expand rare earth-focused investments, targeting disruptive technologies and partnerships. The company has sponsored investments in novel technologies for platinum metal group refining, rare earth magnet manufacturing, and structured investments in the NEORI SBA rare earth mine. CEO Thomas Sov highlighted the company's diverse portfolio of investments in the rare earth and critical mineral sectors, including partnerships with companies like Advanced Magnet Labs. AML, a leader in magnet technologies, has made significant strides in reshaping the industry by producing rare earth magnets domestically and cost-effectively. Royalty Management is evaluating other transformational investments in the industry to break China's monopoly. NEORI SBA's Lamarigen project, in partnership with ReElement Technologies, aims to commercialize rare earth elements through localized processing and refining. Royalty Management also holds an investment in ReElement Technologies, a provider of high-performance refining capacity for rare earth and critical battery elements. For more information, visit Royalty Management's website.
Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, targets copper market entry with El Domo project in Ecuador. Silvercorp Metals Inc. is targeting the copper market entry with its El Domo project in Ecuador. Copper prices surged 17% last week following U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement of potential 50% tariffs on the metal. The global copper market is projected to reach $253.82 billion by 2029, driven by the increasing demand for electric vehicles, renewable energy, and infrastructure investment. Silvercorp's El Domo project is set for production by late 2026, supported by strong cash flow from its silver operations in China. With expectations of a significant rise in copper demand, Silvercorp Metals is strategically growing and diversifying its portfolio in the critical time for the copper market. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.